We're going to go ahead and get started. Thank you for coming tonight. My name is Christy Rabaska, and I'm an environmental engineer with CB and Mahar, and I've been working with Michael Martinez and Dragon on getting this discharge licensed through the DEP for the last few months. And I'm going to walk you through most of the presentation tonight. I hope everybody got an agenda. There are agendas in the back. And then we do have just a short slide presentation. You'll see that what we're going to do today is give you a good description of the discharge, its location, and basically what it's all about, why there's a discharge and what it looks like. And then talk about the application procedure and what the next steps are and what kinds of reporting and sampling and analysis Dragon will have to do as a result of the discharge. So, but I want to have both Michael and John introduce themselves, and then I'd also like to just go around and have you each say your name, and if you're a resident or if you have another affiliation, we'd love to know who else is here tonight. And we do have a sign-in. If you haven't signed in, we'd love you to sign in.
Good evening. My name is Mike Martunas. I'm the environmental manager for Dragon. I've been with Dragon since late 06. I've been the manager since April of this year. When I became the manager, I did a full review of all our permits, what we have. This, I felt, was an issue we needed to address, and that's why we're all sitting here right now.
I'm John Hendricks. I'm the engineering manager at Dragon. I've been with Dragon for 20 years, and 8 years as maintenance manager, and the last 12 as the engineering manager.
Do you mind starting?
My name is William Purse. I'm a resident of Rockland. I'm also on the Rockland Energy Committee, and also I'm on the Executive Committee, the main chapter of the Sierra Club.
Oh, I'm Shlomi Rossiello. I'm a reporter with the Courier Gazette and the LegislateSoup.com.
Okay. Carol Maines, resident of Rockland.
Mark and June McKee, 83 Crescent Street.
Okay. Come.
Eric Reiner, environmental technician, Dragon Cement.
Joanne Billington, 5 South
Street.
Your name is?
I'm
Glenn.
Also 5 South
Street. From outside Granite Street, and my granddaughter, who's just moved here from New Mexico.
Different climate.
I'm Rachel Belanger, and I'm a resident of Rockland.
Linda Webner, resident.
Dave Webner, resident.
Ron Huber, and I live at 148 Broadway. I'm also here in Upstate Bay.
Great. We do have an opportunity for questions kind of at the end of the presentation, but we're really hoping that you take some time and listen. We hope we can adequately explain to you what the discharge is all about, and we're hoping that'll answer a lot of your questions. But if you do have questions at the end, we're happy to answer any. So, and I don't have a pointer, but I'm gonna. So, location of the discharge. You guys all have this on your. In your handouts, down here, 44 Atlantic Street. You have to submit the latitude and longitude in our application, and the discharge is way down at the end of the pier. Just make sure we all know what we're talking about. And this is a close-up of the pier, and the discharge is a seawater and a condensate. And the discharge is a result of operations that Dragon has when they have bring their cement down to the facility, down here to the pier in rail cars. And historically, they had compressors on these barges out here. This is the pier. And historically, they had compressors out here. And they used to just, the compressors would pressurize the air, and the air would go all the way through this piping and into the rail car and through a screen on the top of the rail car to remove any particulates and things. And then it would blow through the rail car, and the cement would go with the air all entrained in it. The air would force the cement back through piping into the barge. And so that was their offloading procedure. So it's all about getting the cement from the rail cars to the barge. In the summer, when the air is moist and hot, there's a lot of moisture and the cement is really fine and it tends to gum up and it clog the pipes. And historically, Dragon was operating about, doing about 20 barge loads a year. And they have time in between to do maintenance and clear the pipes and things. But they've stepped up production over the last few years. They're currently offloading 50 barges a year, and they don't really have anywhere from, sometimes it's twice a week, and then they won't do it for a week or two. And they don't have time in between to maintain the pipes anymore, and they get clogged. And the screens on the top, the particulate filters on the top get clogged. So back in 2005, they installed a system to cool the air down, condense the water out, lower the dew point, and condense the water out so that the air was cooler and drier, and it eliminated all the clogging issues. And so the way they cool the air is they use seawater, and then the condensate is also generated. So they have these two waters that they need to manage. So the system, the compressors that they have, John, they're still on the barges.
That's correct.
The compressors are still on the barges, but now they have this condensate, which has a little bit of oil in it, and it's water, so it's this oily water. And so they have a series of oil-water separators and treatment systems to manage the condensate. And then the coolers for the air, the compressors are on the barges, but the cooling system that actually gets all the moisture out of the air is located in this building, along with all these oil water separators to treat the condensate. So this is where the system is that I'm going to show you on the next slide. So I know it's a little tough to see. I'll tell you what all the things are. I don't know if you can read them. My eyes are getting bad. So these are the compressors that have always been there. Three compressors. And they're compressors, and they have moving parts, and you have to add oil to them. The compressors take the ambient air, pressurize it, force it through a series of pipes. It used to go straight to the rail cars. Now it goes through this after cooler. This is called an after cooler. So what happens is, as soon as the air hits this point here, it actually disperses and goes through a series of small tubes inside this after cooler. And the seawater, this blue line is the seawater intake, and it's called non-contact cooling water. So that as the air is going through these pipes, the seawater is going around the tubes and around the pipes. So it never actually touches the air that the compressors have forced in. It's just a heat transfer thing with all the little pipes inside. So then the air comes out here, the seawater comes in, it cools it, and the seawater goes back out again. Sometimes when there's non-contact cooling water, people add chemicals, but Dragon isn't adding any chemicals. They don't need to. It's a fairly simple system, and it has no chemical addition at all. So the seawater comes in. Because it's cooling the air, the seawater actually heats up a little bit, and then it discharges. And so the DEP wants to watch that temperature differential and make sure that there isn't too great a temperature differential that's being discharged. That's one of the reasons for the licensing and for going through the application procedure. So we're going to follow the air along a little bit more. After the air comes out of this after cooler, it might have a little bit of moisture still, and it might have a little bit of oil in it. Because these compressors, they add oil to the compressors as they're operating. So the air has a little bit of oil and a little bit of moisture. And still, even though a lot of it has dropped out here, so there's a second demister. It's kind of like a secondary treatment. So then the air is a little bit cleaner and it's cooler and drier. And it still has a little bit of oil in it, but then it goes shooting off to the rail cars to let the cement get transferred into the barges. So we've cooled this air, and we have a water and oil condensate that's coming out of here. We've done a little more cooling and drying, and so there's a little more condensate that's coming out here. And I'll talk about this whole condensate. This is all the condensate treatment system. But I'm going to walk you back through the seawater again. The seawater comes in from the harbor and discharges right back into the harbor again. And I said no chemicals are being added. And the rate at which they have to do this, because it's a significant quantity of air, they are using, they're drawing out about 150 gallons per minute of seawater. So it's a lot of seawater to cool that air down. That works out to be about 113,000 gallons per day of air. So we're talking about a lot of seawater, and the condensate that ends up getting generated is about 300 gallons per day. Very small quantity in comparison to the seawater. So we'll go, I'll move on to this condensate part. So we have our two sources of condensate, oil and water, and they're, you know, physically located in one part of the building, and we have to actually get them into our oil water separator. So we have a small compressor here, very small compressor here, to just kind of blow this oily water over into another demister, believe it or not. So you kind of, what you end up having is, well, because they're using compressed air to transfer the oily water mixture, they want to separate the air and the oily water back out again. So this is a small demister, and the clean air comes out here, and there's a filter in here, and the oil and water go down here into a tank that's an oil water separator. So the tank inside the oil water separator has a set of coalescing plates, and as the oily water goes into it, the oil floats to the top, the water stays on the bottom, and at the end of the oil water separator, there's a baffle at the top. The oil likes to float, only the oil stays inside the oil water separator, and the discharge line for this oil water separator is down low. This is a baffle right here. So only the water that makes its way up and, you know, down and around can go out through this oil water separator. So this is a nice treatment for oil water separator, but Dragon has added a couple more steps in here just to make sure that we don't have oil discharging out into the harbor still. So there's this oil water separator discharges into a conditioning condensate tank. It's really just a 55-gallon drum that you can actually see inside it, so they can see if there's an oil sheen on top. And then this has a strainer in the bottom again, so if there's a sheen on top, it's really only the water down below that's getting transferred. But, you know, things are mixing, so sometimes little drops will get entrained. So this gets pumped, and it actually goes through an inline cartridge filter, and that's like a bunch of paper towels all folded up. I mean, they're oil-absorbent paper towels, expensive, fancy oil-absorbent paper towels. And they sit in this cart filter, and they remove any last residuals. This is a sampling port for this system so that they can collect samples and see how much oil, dissolved phase oil, might be discharged. And then this discharge gets mixed with the seawater, and everything discharges to the harbor. The oil, there's an oil skimmer in this oil water separator, and this the oil goes to a 55-gallon drum, and then that gets properly managed by Dragon with the other oils and things that they deal with at the Thomaston facility. So this piece, since Michael Martinez started up at Dragon, the only thing that has been discharging since they discovered this, that this was not licensed, has been the seawater. This discharge has ceased completely. The oil gets taken away, and the water, right now, they don't mix the water in from here. They are collecting it in tanks and totes, and they're disposing of it off-site. So until this gets licensed, they're not going to discharge this. You guys understand how this works? We can take some questions if you have questions on this matter.